This morning, we meet the forces behind the Upstate Alliance for the Creative Economy. At its heart, ACE is about strengthening the Capital Region's creative economy to drive business development, increasing jobs, and driving tourism. ACE, a collaborative cross-sector group, has come together to strengthen support for creative freelancers, creative organizations, and individuals involved in creative work. The second annual Creative Economy Symposium on the theme The Next Steps Towards a Diverse Workforce will take place on June 21st and June 22nd. We'll find out more about that. Maureen Sager is the project director at ACE, and she joins us this morning along with Carmen Duncan, CEO, chief coach, and founder of Mission Accomplished Transition Services, an Albany-based not-for-profit organization that coaches, develops, and supports millennials to become visionary professional and global leaders. That is quite a task. Congratulations. Good morning to you both. Thank you, Maureen, and thank you. Thank you so much, Carmen, for being here. It's a great pleasure to have you both here.
Thanks, Joe.
I would direct people, as you directed me, Maureen, to take a look at a wonderful video you did, which sort of explains the work that you do. And we'll give people the website in a second of how they can see that. But in the meantime, give us a sense of this, of ACE, of this Alliance for the Creative Economy, what it means, and ultimately how you're moving along on this.
Sure, absolutely. So when you talk about creativity, you always think of some things like the visual arts sector, performing arts sector, right? The arts and culture, that whole proposition. We know how important that is for a community. But when we broaden it out and we start thinking about creativity as a means of modern business, right? That's a core competency of many of the leading global companies. We can start to see that that is reflected in our local economy as well. When we added the media sector, which are places like WAMC, it's new media, and design, which is graphic design, architecture, engineering, and then things like culinary arts and agriculture, where we see the craft brewing segment or artisanal cheeses, let's say. When we add all that together, along with the arts and culture sector, we start to see this massive economic development proposition. The creative economy employs 35,000 people in the Capital Region, these eight counties here. And that makes it the fourth largest employment sector in the Capital Region. That's massive. And $1.4 billion in earnings. So when we started thinking of arts and culture and this whole proposition this way, we realized that there was a lot we could do to make this work.
So looking at these programs, how did you then come to work with Carmen and Mission Accomplished Transition Services, of bringing that all together?
Sure. There's been a lot of work over the last 2 or 3 years to start to meet people in all these eight counties and start to create alliances across the counties and industries. Carmen and I first met when she started talking about her Fashion Edition program, where she's training millennials in the fashion technologies. And that was where we started talking to each other. But we start to realize how much of the workforce development for this region is done at the not-for-profit level. So I'm going to turn it over to Carmen, and she can tell you more about that.
And more importantly, to really help our students understand that higher education is not just in a classroom and in a higher education institution. And they can really develop the skills and the knowledge that they need to move forward and pursue the careers that they're most dreamy-eyed about, instead of those careers that most people say that you should do because you'll make a lot of money in those careers. Well, really, at the end of the day, it's about how hard you're going to work and really investing in your passion and the skills that you know that you need to develop in order for you to be successful and people to see you as an expert in the field. So once Maureen and I met and we started to realize that we had some synergies, she was kind enough to develop some freelance positions for some of our students who graduated from the Fashion Edition program. And one of our students continues to work with her today with producing events. And the goal of that student was to be an event producer. And now we can say that she is an event producer.
Because you have an event, right? Yeah. So so tell us how you got then started to think about diversity, which ultimately brought you to the symposium.
Well, we really started to talk about this when I went to an event and someone asked me to be at that event. And I responded to my colleague and friend and said, you know, there's really no one in this room that looks too much like me. And when I look at the flyer, there's not too many people that look like me. And the reason that I really came is because of my relationship with you. And then we just started to talk about what diversity really is. And it's not just about the color of someone's skin. It's also about the artwork you might have on your skin or your thought process, your socioeconomic background, the subcultures that you're connected to. And as a result of the communities that we live in the way that we live our lives, we're going to bring different creative thought processes and brainstorming ideas and directions into the different industries, the different companies within our creative industry here in the capital region, and that's how we got to the Creative Economy Symposium.
And that impacts everybody, right? I mean, there's nobody that doesn't touch.
Right.
As a part of this economy, this group, these organizations, that touches everybody. Mm-hmm. So what do you hope to accomplish during this symposium?
I think that creative people often take the lead in these issues, right? That by us opening this up to 100 people at our symposium, we start a conversation that will roll out to the rest of the economic sector, the economy, and the different workforce sectors. So we should just talk about this. This is something that we believe that that we can field. We are well-intentioned people. We want to bring this message to you. And all of us might come back and take a moment and say, how can we be more inclusive in this process?
June 21st and June 22nd, which is otherwise known as next week.
Right.
So how do people get involved and find out more and get signed up and all that good stuff?
Well, you can certainly visit the event website at proctors.org, and you will find all of the details there, along with the registration price of $40 for general admission and $20 for our young professionals, which is sponsored by WDI.
Excellent. It's all happening at Proctors in Schenectady, and you can find out more information by going to proctors.org. You can also find out more information by going to the upstatecreative.org website, upstatecreative.org. And then the minute that's over on the 22nd, then you still have a lot of much more to do.
We do. We have a monthly mixer where we go to a different county or a different institution. Sometimes we'll go to the craziest warehouses and factories, too, and have parties there for anyone within the creative economy or anyone who's interested in this conversation. So the first Wednesday of the month, you can come to our mixers. They are always free and they are always a good time. And there are other people who are looking for those opportunities too, and to have these conversations.
I've been to these parties.
They're fun.
They're a lot of fun. You
meet
a lot of neat people
That's true.
Never thought you'd meet. And you also find out about things that you had no idea. You pass these buildings every single solitary
day.
And you had no idea that stuff was going on in there.
Absolutely. We try to give that invite. And it's really fun to go inside of these places and meet people you didn't know. So there you go. Thank you.
It's a good stuff. And then I assume your work will continue with Mission Accomplished.
Absolutely. So our Fashion Edition program is every year from March to May, and the applications open up in October. So anyone that is interested in the fashion industry, we do have a fashion industry here. We have a lot that's going on with people who are creating, and for aspiring and rising young professionals who are between the ages of 13 to 35, you can certainly reach out to us at matransitionservices.org.
matransitionservices.org. I think, of course, I'm preaching to the choir and the two of you, but as the host of the show for many, many years, it's hard to think of a more creative place and the creative minds that come through here and the different things that ideas that people have. I mean, just in the last hour, what have we seen? It's really incredible. And the fact that you're leading this all together is quite an accomplishment. And I wish you all the luck in the world with it. I do hope you'll come back and tell us more.
Anytime.
I look
Thank
forward
you so
to
much.
It. Thank
yeah.
you very much. I feel like we got our feet wet, and now we'll next time we'll dive in and go a little bit more into depth. Again, it is the Upstate Alliance for the Creative Economy. You can go to upstatecreative.org. You can also find out more information about their symposium by going to that website, upstatecreative.org, or go to proctors.org. Thank you both for being with us, Maureen Sager and Carmen Duncan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.